due process and big cocks. Hello. Okay, good. All right.
Hello. We're stepping up again in the professionalism department. Slowly but surely, I one step at a time. Maybe a couple of years from now, these will start to resemble like normal YouTube videos, but without the shit chintzy music in the background. We will never put shit chintzy music in the background, I promise you. No!
This is, Brooke Baldwin stunned when man, not even the name of the man, from ESPN of all places, says boobs on TV. This is what we've come to. This is where we're at.
Yes, 2 weeks late to the story is where we're at. But you know, this is the Raging, the Breaking Badger is where we do the latest news stories. The Raging is where we do case studies, which could be anything from live vivisection to poking a mostly decomposed cadaver, or in this case, partially decomposed. But that's when you get the interesting gaseous buildups.
And that had absolutely nothing to do with sports. And they said, look, you can't have this opinion. It's too conservative.
Okay, it's facial and body language hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we do this from time to time. A face study within a case study. In a few moments, you're going to see this woman's face change expression. But not by much. The brow will furrow a little narrower and the lips will pinch a little wider and the head will, of course, tilt. But the overall mood will remain the same. It's ironic, it's dramatically ironic, to know that this is the face of someone who will be offended by something 10 seconds from now. Because she already looks like she was offended by something 10 seconds ago. She's already made her decision to be offended. The only thing that's about to change is her level of outrage. It's almost as though it's manufactured that way.
We're not going to allow it. I think that's a bad move.
Do I get to play that game? Can I be offended at the fact that she is offended at the word boobs? Can I be offended at that?
I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were not going to...
Pausing. The First Amendment and boobs. Oh, man, you're about to get it. Oh.
There's a very telling smile he smiled while he said that. I think he knows what he's doing. And he's not just trolling, he's making a point. I think what he's saying is, I believe in only one thing completely, the First Amendment. Now watch what happens if I exercise it. Ahem. Magic word.
That they were not going to allow a conservative, non-sports-related commentary.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. As a woman anchoring the show,
What do you think distinguishes you from a man anchor? You know, don't talk about the boobs, but I'd like to emphasize right now that I am a person who has boobs.
Might I submit a prediction, albeit in hindsight, if he had instead said, I believe in two things completely, the First Amendment and having the balls to exercise it? Would that also be offensive and misogynist? Oh, that's so weird!
What did you say? You believe in the First Amendment and B-double-O-B-S?
Boobs. Two things that have only never let me down in this entire country's history. The First Amendment and boobs.
Again, appearances are generally unimportant, but sometimes an entire story is told through facial expression. Look at her. She's trying to figure out how to be offended. She's already offended, and now she's trying to figure out why. I know that sounds upside down and back to front and insane. It is.
So those are the only two things I believe in absolutely in the country. And so I don't think Jemele Hill should be fired.
I'm sorry, my friend. The power of boobs are about to let you down big time. You might want to find yourself a different idol. Or a different religious focus. A different spiritual faith. Because the boobs... They're a vengeful god, and I can see them winding their way up in the center here, winding out the ire and about to explode, fire their lasers all over you. All right.
That you have to also make the decision that you're going to let Jemele Hill go. I think that's a bad decision. I think ESPN has made bad decisions that have led to 13 million subscribers bailing on the network.
You're not listening to a fucking word he's saying, are you? You can't hear anything. It's just a red mist of boobs up your end, isn't it? Focus, Brooke. Your guest is trying to talk about the news, as is traditional in news programming, while you, an intellectual, are sat there grinding some rusty-ass gears around in your head, trying to think of how to be offended by boobs. This is why you're a laughingstock, CNN, because you are too immature to have a working sense of humor.
They've made bad decisions that have led to ratings collapsing. Jemele Hill's television show is collapsing. Ratings were down 20% last week over last year.
Someone's off the plantation. Can't he see my discomfort?
She's begging for ESPN to fire her so she can work somewhere else.
Okay. Keith, what do you think?
Listen, I'm astonished at almost everything I just heard.
Really? Because you were grinning like a wanking schoolboy throughout most of it. You just have resting lol face when you're astonished. Is it?
Incoming
virtue signaling.
One of the things that, and Jemele's a personal friend.
Oh goodness. No, so what we have is the idol of the boobs versus the idol of the damsel.
It's sexism, blatant sexism, comments about her appearance, comments about her racially, comments about her inability or perceived inability to be able to comment on sports because of her gender. For somebody to come on CNN.
Incoming woman interruption, or is it white interruption?
And to say something like, the only thing I believe in a discussion
I'm
about
just,
something
I'm still there too, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
It's just,
B-O-O-Z-E or B-O-O-B-S? Because yeah. As a woman, I'm...
As a woman, you're what? You're rendered completely incapable by a four-letter word? Okay, as a woman, I would never want you in a position of power. If you can't fucking handle your emotions in the face of the word boobs, you don't belong anywhere. You don't even belong raising children. That's the funny thing. People are like, oh, get these women in the kitchen. They don't even belong in the kitchen. They don't belong around sharp knives or heat. You know where you belong? You belong in a fucking nursery and not as the person taking care of the infants. You belong in the cradle, being swaddled like the infant you are. Do not presume to speak for me. You can speak for female infants, but you do not speak for adult women.
I don't think you can speak for little girls either. Little girls have an excuse for being emotionally fragile. They're children. You have no excuse. Other than maybe society made me fragile by neglecting to kick my ass. Or I'm not really fragile at all. I just pretend to be so I can push people around. And in either case, that should disqualify you from any position of responsibility or power, in my opinion. I would not hire you. I guess is all I can say.
As in boobs. I believe completely in the First Amendment and in boobs. Those are the only two things I believe 100% in this country. And by the way, Jemele has absolutely nothing
here,
to do with
live
her background
on CNN,
at all.
Speak,
did you notice that?
He's trying to talk about the news again. Did you notice that?
He went straight to that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did go straight to that.
Why would you even say that live on national television?
Ms. Baldwin, you have asked the question, why would you even say that live on national television? And it's not even as though you're referring to the repeated use of a racial slur. Or the frequently repeated use of a mental slur. That would at least be questionable behavior. But you are talking about a man saying, I like boobs, once. He wouldn't have repeated it if you didn't get it stuck in your craw like you did. You know, say the same thing 1,000 times and you arguably have a problem. But say it once and all you're doing is making a point. So your question is, why would you make a point on national television? I hope you realize now and forever, before you might go frivolously asking that question again, that the answer to that question takes the form of the First Amendment of your Constitution. If someone in your organization says, fuck her right in the pussy, you are free to fire that individual. But people who don't work for you or with you will not be shamed into silence by you or your preoccupation with certain words. Holla.
Live on national television and with a female host.
What, you're gonna start crying now? We need a fucking word for cowards like this.
I'm happy with cowards. Well, I'm even happier chalking it up to cowardice. If it can be phrased as an issue with behavior, there is no need to phrase it as an issue of identity. It's a useful little razor, like Helen's razor. Never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. Often paraphrased as, don't attribute to conspiracy what can be explained by incompetence. Well, this is an important razor too. I don't even know if it has a name, but you should bear it in mind. Don't frame as identity that which is adequately framed as actions. Unless you're making a satirical point about identity politics, be careful with the mirror, is all I can say there.
You know what? You want to know the one thing that prevents women from achieving? The role of damsel. And you are perpetuating it. You want Brooke to achieve genuinely? Then she needs to take her knocks. She needs to receive the word boob and just laugh it off. And maybe say something like, yeah, you know what I believe in? Due process and big cocks. Laugh it off.
That's the title now. That's so the title. Rage 74, due process and big cocks. If we don't end up using that as a title, I want it known that I wanted to use it.
Our society encourages women to be the least of what they are. The least. It encourages women to regard four-letter words like boobs as something that they can't, they can't even, they can't. Give me my sibling salts. Give me my chase lodge. I'm going to faint. That is, what's going to happen when your inability to cope, your affectations of uselessness and injury, your damseling is of no value? Because I can tell you one thing. All that you're doing right here is simply presenting yourself as something is acted upon. And guess what? Sex bots and artificial wombs can do it better. Good luck. Lift the face of the puppet master. Choose it up like a puppet master. Spit it out into your
copy pasta. Yeah, it's become quite clear that many of the degenerates in this audience are abysmal with money. If you contribute to Honey Badger Radio, you're as financially naive as a savage Indian with no sense of ownership wandering into the European Union and trying to eat a fish. And so I've proposed a solution to this utter madness of yours. You should send your money to me. That way it won't go towards creating more of this reprehensible reprobate repartee. Once your finances are secure under my hedge fund, they will no longer be at risk of being spent on these intolerable gutter snipes. You're making me say this, you despicable demagogue. You're trying to swindle your detractors into paying me money to shut you up. I see what you're doing, and it's foul, young man. It's putrescent. This is obligate horse foolery, so it is. I've never seen such abominery. This is the most arboreal thing I've ever seen.
Arboreal?
Yes, it's
about trees.
It's about trees. Shut up. You are a tree, all of you. You stand around doing nothing but growing very slowly, while a bunch of birds and insects flap around doing all the work for you. Yes. Yes, I got out of that one with style. Silence!